人类那个聪明智慧来发明这个在我们家中的电视。
The purpose of television sets is to provide wholesome and godly programs to be a blessing for our families.
这个电视的发明啊，原来是给一些好的节目给我们家庭带来祝福的。
But look how the devil has taken the scam of Hollywood to corrupt the minds of our families.
可是我们看看魔鬼是怎么样用那些好莱坞的垃圾来败坏我们家庭的思想。
The devil has used television as an instrument to shape the minds of our society.
魔鬼是利用电视来塑造我们社会家庭的思想。
Founders of cable television network, CNN, Jack Turner, one day while speaking to a group of broadcasters, he said this.
CNN 的创办人这个段纳对有一天对一群新闻从业员这样说
Ted Turner said to the broadcaster, Delegates to the United Nations are not as important as the people in this room.
他说我们这里的人呢比联合国的代表还重要。
We are the one that determine what the people's attitude are. It's in our hands.
他说我们这些人是决定大众的思想大众的态度是什么的他们的思想是在我们的手中
British journalist and media personality Malcolm Muggeridge said this
英国的一个传媒界人士叫做 Malcolm Muggeridge 他说
He said of all the inventions of our time TV is likely to prove the most destructive whereas nuclear power can only reduce us and our world to a cinderThe camera brings us down to spiritual dust, so fine that a puff of wind scatters and leaving nothing behind.
他说在近代的所有发明当中，电视可能是破坏性最大的，因为核子弹只能把世界变为灰烬，可是电视却能把我们的灵性变为灰烬。风一吹的时候，什么都不剩下了。
David Frost, a British television presenter, said this.
这个英国的电视广播员 David Frost 说
Television is an invention that permits you to be entertained in your living room by people you won't have in your home.
他说电视是这样的发明它在你的房子里面给你娱乐可是娱乐的这些人是你是不会让他们住在你家里的。
I reiterate that devil is great at taking something that is goodand turn it around and using it for something bad.
我再重申，魔鬼是很熟练的，是利用一些好的东西来转过来去达到他邪恶的目的。
The point that I'm trying to make is that when God does something good, you can be sure that the devil is going to try and do something evil with it.
我想说的是，当神做一些好的东西的时候，魔鬼是一定会尝试利用这个好东西来做坏的事情。
A church in Chimney Rock, North Carolina, was without a pastor for almost a year.
在北卡州 Chimney Rock 这个地方有个教会，他们已经没有牧师一年了。
One day, a visiting pastor saw one of the good deacons of that church and asked him how things are going at this church.
有一天，有一个探访的牧师来看见这个教会一个很好的执事，就问他教会怎么样呢
？And the deacon had a big smile on his face and said,
那执事就满脸笑容的说
，Things are going great. We have a new pastor, and souls are getting saved. The church is growing so fast that it's scary.
他说都很好啊，我们有一个新的牧师，很多人信主的。就教会发展到这一个地步到令人吃惊。
He went on to say,
他继续地说
I'm sure you know that when God moves, you can be sure that the devil is going to move also. We know he's going to strike, we just don't know when.
他说我相信你都知道当神动工的时候魔鬼也一定在工作。我们知道他会攻击可是只是不知道什么时候他会攻击。
Brothers and sisters, this is a wise deacon, and a lot of folks, we do not know that.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个很有智慧的执事，可是呢，很多人，我们当中很多人都不知道这一点。
Most problems come as a result of sins.
我们绝大部分的问题都是从罪而来的。
And Satan takes advantage of our weaknesses to attack, to tear, to disrupt the church.
就是撒旦就是利用我们的软弱来攻击、来拆毁、来破坏我们教会。
One of the most powerful weapons that he uses is planting seeds of doubt, unrealistic expectations, and distrust in our hearts about leaders that God has put in His church.
撒旦最厉害的武器是播下种子在我们心中，使我们对神所设立教会的领袖怀疑、不信任和有不切实际的期望。
The early church was a fantastic church.
在初期的教会是一个很棒的教会。
But like all churches, they had their problems.
只是跟所有的教会一样，它都有它的问题。
To eliminate some of these problems, God instituted deacons in the church.
为了解决问题，神就在教会里面设立了执事。
And let's look at the plan of a deacon ministry.
我们来看看那个执事的预备。
Deacons are the part of the scriptural organization of the New Testament church.
执事是属于新约教会合乎圣经原则的。
Deacons are a vital part of what God has provided to make the church strong and effective in its work.
执事是神所供应的最重要的，是重要的一环，使教会能健康。
The office of deacon is important and needed.
执事的位分是需要也是很重要的。
Now there are some misunderstandings about deacon ministry.
有一些误对这执事的位分有误解。
Deacons are not men who are not quite good enough to be elders or pastors.
就是误解有就是执事不是一些不够好做长老的人。
Deacons are not merely those who are on their way up.To become pastors or elders.
执事也不是一些要升职成为长老的人。
Listen, deacons are not pastors, supervisor or boss.
执事也不是牧师的老板或者监督人。
Neither are they enemies of pastors and members.
他们也不是牧师与会友的敌人。
Listen, deacons are not congressmen of the church.
执事也不是教会的议员。
They are not the voice of members to fight for their rights.
他们也不是会有的喉舌，也不是要为会有争取权益。
Today, we need to view the deacon's work according to what the scripture teaches.
我们今天要看看圣经怎么说这个执事是怎么样的。
It is very important that we grasp this truth and keep it in our hearts so that we may not sin against God.
我们持守这真理是很重要的，免得我们得罪神。
God placed deacons in this church is to eliminate problems.
神在教会设立执事是为了要解决问题的。
Look at Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 7.
我们看使徒行传第六章一到七节。
Turn to your Bible, Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 7.
我们来看使徒行传第六章第一到七节。
And we read.Now at this time, while the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint arose on the part of the Hellenistic Jews against the native Hebrews, because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of food. Verse 2. So the 12 summoned the congregation of the disciples and said, It is not desirable for us to neglect the word of God in order to serve tables. Therefore, brethren,Select from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this task. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. The statement found approval with the whole congregation, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon,Parmenas and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. And these they brought before the apostles, and after praying, they laid their hands on them. The word of God kept on spreading, and the number of the disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith.
门徒不断增加的时候，讲希腊话的犹太人埋怨本地的希伯来人。因为在日常的攻击上忽略了他们的寡妇，于是十二使徒召集了众门徒说，叫我们放下神的道去管理伙食是不合适的，所 所以弟兄们，应当从你们中间选出七个有好见证、满有圣灵和智慧的人，我们就派他们负责这事。至于我们要专心祈祷传道。这个意见全会众都很满意，于是选出斯提凡，他是一位蛮有信心和圣灵的人，还有腓力、伯罗哥勒、尼加罗、提门、巴尼拿，以及归信犹太教的安提阿人尼格拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告后，就为他们按手，神的道传开了，在耶路撒冷门徒人数大大增加，有很多祭司也信从了真道。
One problem of the early church was that as the church grew at a rapid pace, it was putting more and more pressure on the apostles.
初期教会的一个问题是，教会发展得很快，以至于使徒的压力是越来越重。
In fact, the time of praying and preaching the word of God had diminished due to the growing needs of taking care of the widows in their daily allocating of funds and food.
事实上，他们祈祷传道的时候减少了，因为他们要照顾那些寡妇的需要，还有其他的需要。
It is not that the apostles thought it beneath them to wait on the tables.
这不是说使徒们觉得管理伙食的人啊，就是在他们之下。
That was not the problem.
这不是问题。
But it was wrong to curtail the preaching of the gospel and praying for some other work.
可是如果因为其他事情而缩减了传道祈祷的时间，那就是不对了。
The apostles have been called by Christ to a specific task, and as important as other tasks might be, they were to do what the Lord had bid them to do.
使徒是由耶稣呼召去做一些特定的工作的，与其他重要的工作一样，他都是要做神要他们所做的工作。
This applies to today's church situation.
这原则也适用于今天的教会上面。
Pastors spread themselves so thin over secondary issues that they are not able to do any one thing well.
牧师们往往是分心在次要的事情上面，以致他们连一件事也没办法做好。
And Luke describes the apostles' work as the ministry of the word in verse 4.
路加在这里的第四节说，使徒的工作是传道。
See, the word ministry is the same word as serve in verse 2.
在第二节里面，这个传字与第二节里面的管理是同一个字，都是服事的意思。
A person who is preaching or counseling is serving also.
一人传道、辅导也是在服事。
But he serves the word rather than the tables.
可是他是在服事神的道，而不是伙食。
Counseling is the other half of the ministry of the word.
辅导是传道的另外一面。
Counseling is not a separate, unrelated activity, and as some seems to view that way.
辅导不是好像一些人所想的，是一个分开的、没有关系的一个事情。
Now, what is counseling?
那辅导是什么？
Counseling is the use of Scripture to help believers grow by grace through solving problems God's way.
辅导是使用圣经来帮助信徒成长，以神的方法去解决问题。
In the early church, some of the Grecian widows felt like they were being neglected, while the Hebrews widow perhaps were getting more attention than they should have.
在初期的教会，那些说希腊话的寡妇觉得他们会忽略了，因为可能那些说希伯来话的寡妇呢，他们就得到了过多的照顾。
And this was a legitimate complaint.
这是一个有理由的投诉。
It was taken to the apostles.And they realized that the apostles cannot run the church by themselves.
是投诉的被带到了使徒那里，那使徒就知道他们不能只是靠自己来管理教会。
So they made a plan.
所以他们想出了办法。
In verse 2,
第二节说，
it says, So the 12 summoned the congregation of the disciples and said, It is not desirable for us to neglect the word of God in order to serve tables.
使徒就召集了众门徒说，要我们放下神的道去管理伙食是不合适的。
They said in verse 4,
在第四节，
But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
至于我们要专心祈祷传道。
Now, did the plan work?
这个办法可行吗？
Did the plan work?
这个办法可行吗？
Yes.
可行的。
How do you know?
你怎么知道呢?
Well, let's look at verse 7.
我们来看看第七节。
Verse 7, we read, the word of God kept on spreading, and the number of the disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith. Woo!
因为第七节说，神的道传开了，在耶路撒冷。门徒大人数大大增加，有很多祭司也信从了正道。
Man, the plan works.
这个计划是可行的。
The Bible tells that three things began to happen immediately after implementing the plan of choosing godly men to be deacons.
圣经告诉我们，当教会选出了敬虔的人做执事之后呢，有三样的事情立刻发生了。
What are these three things?
这三事情是什么呢？
The word of God spread.
神的道传开了。
The number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem rapidly.
在耶路撒冷，门徒的人数大大的增加。
Thirdly, a great number of priests were obedient to the faith.
第三，有很多的祭司也信从了正道。
Isn't it our vision for our church to grow?
这不是我们教会意向吗？我们要教会增长。
Isn't that your prayer for our church to grow like this?
你的祷告也是这样吗？是不是我们也的教会也要增长？
Yeah, it is my prayer.
这是我的祷告。
I really hope that as we work together, the word of God spread and the number of disciples multiplied in Ann Arbor rapidly, and a great number of religious leaders from other faiths will be obedient to our faith.
我真的很希望神人道传开了，在 Ann Arbor 这个城市，门徒的人数大大增加，还有很多其他宗教领袖也信从了正道。
Yes, the church began to increase spiritually and numerically.
是的，教会开始在属灵上和人数上就有增长。
But notice this.
可是注意
，the church.Had come to a standstill with a lot of weeping and legitimate complaining going on. Until.
可是注意，教会是到了一个瓶颈，有很多的有理的投诉，直到这样的。
Until the apostles had sufficient time for prayer and preparation of spiritual food for God's people through preaching and counseling.
直到使徒们有足够的时间去祷告、去传道与辅导，来供应信徒上属灵上的需要。
The church had come to a standstill until the deacons began to serve the congregation as God intended for them to serve.
教会是到了一个瓶颈，直到这个执事开始以神的要求去服侍教会。
This is a winning plan, and Satan cannot stop it.
这是一个得胜的方法。而这个方法是撒旦不能阻止的。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，today,
今天
，today there are Chinese churches all over the world that could take off if God's plan for pastors and deacons were activated as God intended for them to function.
我相信很多在全世界华人教会会发展，如果神对牧师与执事的计划可以在教会里面推行的话。
And I believe the same for our church, AACCC.
而我们相我也相信，这个对我们教会安息华基督教会也是一样的。
If all members, co-workers, deacons, and pastoral staff unselfishly doing their part and help each other, the Holy Spirit will take our church to the next level, bringing glory to God. Amen. Not only Pastor Smith and my wife say Amen.But how about the others? Amen.
Amen.
Let me make a statement again. I believe if all members, all co-workers, deacons, pastoral staff, unselfishly doing their part and help each other, the Holy Spirit will take AACCC to the next level, bringing glory to God. Amen. Amen.
如果所有会有同工执事和牧者都无私的尽上自己的责任，同时也互相帮助的话，圣灵就会带领我们教会到另外一个层次去荣耀神的。
You may ask me what are the function of deacon ministry?
你可能会问我，执事的位分的职位有什么功用呢
？Two functions，
两个作用。
From the Bible, two functions。
从圣经里面我看有两个作用。
Two， Number one, to solve the problems.
第一是去解决问题。
Not create problems.
不是制造问题。
Deacons are to care for members, and if they are not right with God and do not act according to biblical principles, they can do a lot of harm to individuals and to God's church.
只是要关心会众。如果他们跟神的关系不对的话，没有按照圣经的原则去行事的话，他们就会带给个人与教会有很大的伤害。
Number one, to solve the problems.
第一是去解决问题。
Number two,
第二
to assist the pastor by giving him time to do what God has called him to do.
是去帮助牧师，使牧师可以有时间去做神呼召他所做的事情。
That is to serve people with the word of God through the ministry of prayer, preaching, teaching, and counseling.
就是帮助牧师可以有时间做传道、祈祷、辅导等等的工作，
教导
的工作。
It is very clear in the scripture that the office of deacon in the church is a position of serving God's people.
在圣经里面我们看得很清楚，执事的职位是一个服侍神子民的职位。
Oh, may God have mercy on us.
求神怜悯我们。
We lose our focus.
我们很多时候离开了这个真理。
We let the devil use us to turn the deacon ministry into church building committee. We let the devil to let our deacon leadership team to turn into pastoral search committee, finance committee, nominating committee, building maintenance committee, or everything else committee.
我们常常让魔鬼去把执事团变成现场委员会、聘募委员会、财政委员会、提名委员会、会堂管理委员会等等的委员会。
Oh, may God have mercy on us.
求神怜悯我们。
Everything else you can imagine that can be pushed off on them.
所有你想到的东西都可以推到他们身上。
The devil has them so involved in these other things that they do not have time to take care of serving those who are in physical and spiritual need.
魔鬼使他们被这些事情缠身，以至于他们没有时间去服侍有身体上和属灵上需要的人。
No wonder most of the deacon ministry in churches are not effective.
难怪这个执事在很多的教会里面都不没有效率的。
This is the trick of the devil to sidetrack deacons from the position of service to the people of God.
这是魔鬼的伎俩，要执事从服侍神的子民的岗位上面分心。
We need to refocus.
我们要再次重新的去整理。
We need to retool the deacon ministry of our church.
我们要把这个执事的位分来重新调整。
I'm glad that we have refocused starting from this year.
我很高兴，我们今年就有这样的一个把焦点重新的调整。
We have looked at the plan of a deacon ministry, but let us now look at the prerequisite of a deacon.
我们刚刚看了这个执事的计划，现在让我们看看执事的条件是什么。
There is nothing more important than working with people. Nothing more important than that.
没有一件事情是比跟人一起工作来的重要。
Deacons work with people.
执事是与人工作。
They are full of the Holy Spirit.
他们是充满圣灵的人。
And they know that if the people of God get messed up, the problem can be fixed by humbly submitting to the Word of God.
他们是知道，如果神的子民弄得很糟的话，他们的问题可以以服从圣经而解决的。
There is hope in the Word of God.
在神的话语里面有盼望的。
The Word of God provides the solution to all of life's problems.
神的话语是可以给所有人生的问题解决的方法。
Some of the greatest things that have ever been done in God's church have been done by dedicated co-workers, leaders, deacons, and pastors.
在教会里面，一些最伟大的事情是由尽心的领袖、牧师与执事所做的。
But regretfully,
可是很可惜。
Forgive me for making this statement.
请原谅我这样说。
I must also say that some of the worst things that have been done in the church was done by half-hearted, unfaithful, unavailable, unteachable co-workers, leaders, pastors, and deacons.
我必须要说，一些最糟糕，在教会最糟糕的事情，也是有一些不愿意委身，不愿意去学习的领袖，执事与牧师所做的。
Oh, it's not only happening in this church, it also happened in other churches.
不是在这个教会发生，而是在其他教会也有这样的事情。
It is so common that under the sun there is nothing new.
就是在日光之下没有新事是非常普遍的。
It happened in American churches, it happened in Chinese churches.
在美国教会也有，在华人教会也有。
Deacon ministry is such an important job in the church that God gave requirements for those who would serve in this capacity.
执事的位分是很重要，至于神要做工的人有条件才能去做的。
This is a work to which Christian men and women were appointed.In various congregations.
执事工作是要委任，是在不同的这个会众里面委任一些人去做。
Only if they were considered by their brethren to possess certain scriptural qualification of godliness.
执事人必须得到教会的会众同意，他们是具有某些属灵的资格。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 8 to 13.
我们来看提摩太前书的第三章八到十三节。
Turn with me to the scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8 to 13.
提摩太前书第三章八到十三节。
We read.
我们一起来看。
Deacons, likewise, must be men of dignity, not double-tongued, or addicted to much wine, or fond of sordid gain, but holding to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. These men must also first be tested. Then let them serve as deacons.If they are beyond reproach, women must likewise be dignified, not malicious gossips, but temperate, faithful in all things. Deacons must be husbands of only one wife, and good managers of their children and their own households. For those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a high standing and great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus.
照样，执事也必须庄重，不一口两舌，不酗酒，不贪不义之财，用清洁的良心持守信仰的奥秘。他们也必须先受考验，若没有可舍之处，然后才让他们做执事。照样，他们妻子可写作女执事，也要庄重，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠心。执事只可以做一个妻子的丈夫，善于管理儿女和自己的家。那善于做执事的，就为自己得了好的位分，也因着相信基督耶稣，得到大大的胆量。
Notice these requirements involve both men and women. After Paul states who is qualified to be a deacon, he said this in verse 13. He said, "For those who have served well as deacons, obtain for themselves a high standing and great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus."
请留意，这个条件是对弟兄和姐妹所说的。那保罗在说明了谁有资格做执事之后，他在十三节就这样说：那善于做执事的，就为自己得了好的位分，也因着相信耶稣基督，基督耶稣得到大大的胆量。
The word obtain is a Greek word which means purchase, earn or acquire.
这个得了这个字哈，是希腊原文是购买。赚取和获得的意思。
Now Paul certainly is not talking about salvation, because the Lord Jesus purchased our salvation on Calvary.
保罗在这里一定不是说救恩，因为主耶稣已经在十字架上为我们买了救恩了。
What does the deacon obtain?
那执事得了什么呢？
Two things.
两件事。
Number one.
第一
，deacons obtain the respect of God's people.
第一，执事是得到神子民的尊重。
Parents often teach their children that respect has to be earned, and it does.
父母常常教导子女尊重，被尊重是需要去赚取的。
The same thing is true in the family of God. A deacon has to earn the respect of the congregation by doing his job or her job well.
在神的家也是一样，只是需要做好他的工作，来得到会众的尊重。
When a deacon faithfully serves God and his people,He obtained for himself the respect of God's people.
那一个执事忠心的服侍神和神的子民，他就得到了神子民的尊重了。
Number two,
第二
deacons obtain for themselves eternal rewards
实质是得到了永恒的赏赐。
We require our salvation from what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us on Calvary.
我们得到的救恩是因为耶稣基督在十字架上所做的。
When a man or a woman has been selected to serve as a deacon in God's church.
当一个弟兄或姐妹是被选出来做教会的执事的时候，
they are in a position where they can earn a lot of eternal rewards for themselves.
他们是可以得到很多永恒的赏赐。
So far, we have looked at the plan of a deacon ministry and the prerequisite of a deacon. But now we need to consider one more thing.
我们刚刚看到执事预备和执事条件，可是我们继续还要继续看再看一样东西。
Look at the pattern of a deacon.
让我们来看这个执事的模范是什么。
A model of a deacon.
执事的模范。
In Acts chapter 6, we have the selection of the first deacons.
在使徒行传第五章，我们看到第一批的执事是怎么样选出来的。
In Acts chapter 7, we have the role model of a deacon.
在第七章，我们就看到执事的模范是什么。
One of the seven that was chosen was by the name of a brother by the name of Stephen.
七个执事之中，其中一个是叫做斯提凡。
He was a wonderful role model.He was for all deacons to pattern their lives after.
他是一个很好的执事啊，很好的执事模范，值得所有的执事去学习的。
One of the qualifications in Acts was that the man they selected must be full of the Holy Spirit, and Stephen was such a man.
在使徒行传里面，执事其中一个条件是他必须是满有圣灵的人，而斯提凡就是这样的一个人。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because the Holy Spirit we have in us.Make us to be more like Christ.
因为在我们里面的圣灵使我们更像主耶稣。
The Holy Spirit that we have in us will help us to reflect Christ in all kinds of situations.
在我们里面所住的圣灵，它会帮助我们，使我们更像主耶稣，在我们每件事情上都更像主耶稣。
Notice that Stephen was a deacon in the church when it was not.Very popular to preach the word of God boldly and without compromise.
请留意斯提凡所处的时代，传神的道呢是不受欢迎的。
Nobody clapped hands after he preached.
他在传道之后没有人拍手。
He was a lay preacher.
他是一个平信徒的传道人。
And one day, he was preaching and he told the crowd exactly how things were.
有一天他传道的时候，他告诉群众们。正向是什么？
And after he preached, what happened?
传道之后什么事情发生呢？
Did he get any handshake? Good job, my brother. Good preaching.
有没有人跟他握手说你讲得很好？
Did he get any handshake?
有没有呢？
Look at Acts chapter 7 verse 54 to 60.
我们来看看使徒行传第七章54到60节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 54 to 60.
使徒行传第七章54到60。
We read.
我们来看。
Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the quick, and they began gnashing their teeth at him. Oh, mad at him.
众人听了这句话之后，就心中非常的恼怒，就向着斯提凡咬牙切齿。
But, verse 55, being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed intently into heaven.And saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
就是五十五节，斯提凡被圣灵充满，定睛望着天，看见神的荣耀，并且看见耶稣站在神的右边。
Oh, brothers and sisters, these verses encourage us. If we act right, if we say the things right, if we speak the truth, people might be angry with us. But what should we do? Are we going to lose our focus?
这些经文实在是鼓励我们，如果我们是传神的道，我们是做正确的事情，虽然有人会反对我们，可是我们会怎么做呢？
Oh, we are full of the Holy Spirit and we should look to heaven. We should look to Christ. We should seek to please Him, not man, not to compromise.
我们是应该充满圣灵而看天上，而不是要讨悦人。
And look at this, when you gaze intently to heaven,And you saw the glory of God.
如果我们定睛的看见天上的荣耀，看见神的荣耀的话
，And listen to what Stephen said.
我们来看看四经文说什么。
He said, "Behold, I see the heavens open up, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God."
他说，看啊，我看见天开了。人子站在神的右边。
Wow, that is his eternal reward.
他这就是他永恒的赏赐。
He did not see his pain.
他没有看见他的痛苦。
He did not see his suffering.
他没有看见他的受难。
But he saw the glory of God.
只是他看见神的荣耀。
What a passion of a deacon.
这是一个真的是一个很好的执事的模范。
If we are disheartened,
如果我们灰心
，discouraged.
我们灰心了。
While serving the Lord,
我们去服侍神的时候灰心。
There are many complaints,
有很多的投诉。
Dissatisfaction,
很多不满。
Look to heaven,
我们要看天上。
Look towards Jesus Christ,
要看主耶稣。
For He is the author and perfecter of our faith,
因为他是一个创始成终的，我们信仰创始成终者。
If you have problems,
如果我们有问题
，in your lives,
在我们生命有问题
，don't be overwhelmed.
不要被淹没了。
Just by just looking at the problems itself.
不要只是看这个问题本身。
Look to God.
要看神。
He is beyond our problem.
他是超过我们的问题的。
He is the one that can comfort us.
他是那一位能够安慰我们的。
If we look at him,
如果我们看他的时候
，all our sufferings, all our pain will diminish.
我们所有的痛苦患难都会减少。
Look at how the Jews react towards Stephen, verse 57.
我们来看看犹太人他们对事件的反应是什么。
See, but they cried out with a loud voice and covered their ears and rushed at him with one impulse.
57节，众人大声喊叫，掩着耳朵一起向他冲过去。
That's not the end of the story. Look at verse 58. When they had driven him out of the city, they began stoning him, and the witness.Laid aside their robes at the feet of a young man named Saul.
58节，把他推出城外，用石头打他。但是证人把自己的衣服放在一个名叫扫罗的青年人脚前。
They went on stoning Stephen as he called on the Lord. Look at his response.
他们就用石头打斯蒂凡的时候，我们来看看斯蒂凡的反应是什么。
He did not curse them.
他没有咒诅他们。
He did not want escape.
他没有说要逃走。
But he just said this.
他只是说
，Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
他呼求说，主耶稣啊，求你接受我的灵魂。
Then falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them."
然后跪下来，大声喊着说，主啊，不要把这罪归给他们。
Having said this, he fell asleep.
说这话之后就睡了。
The Jews stoned Stephen.For preaching the uncompromising word of God.
但是人把斯蒂凡打死，因为他传神的真道。
They stoned Stephen for preaching the word of God and confronting their sins.
他们把他打死，因为他传神的道，指出他们的罪。
What a courageous man is Stephen!
他是多么一个有勇气的人。
How he suffered a horrible death.
这是一个多么可怕的死亡。
But the Bible.Tells us how this deacon, that was full of the Holy Spirit, responded as they stoned him.
可是圣经记录了这个蛮有圣灵的执事，在被石头打死的时候，这反应是什么样
？Look at how Christ-like this deacon was, full of the Holy Spirit, acted.
我们来看这个蛮有圣灵的执事是这反应是怎么样去向主耶稣基督。
He cried out to the Lord.
他向主。说
，Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
他说，主啊，求你接受我的灵魂。
Then falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them."
然后跪下大声的喊叫说，主啊，不要把这罪归给他们。
Man, if you are Stephen, how would you respond? Lord, curse them! Lord, help me relieve my pain. I'm so painful. I'm about to die. Help me! I'm bleeding. Is that your reaction?
我们如果是斯蒂凡的时候，可能会这样说：啊，神啊，你咒诅他们，或者是啊，神啊，救我脱离我这样痛苦的情况，我真的很痛，我要走了。
Stephen's prayer was almost identical to what Christ prayed when he died on the cross for our sins.
斯蒂凡的祷告与基督主耶稣基督在十字架上祷告是差不多一样的。
He was full of the Holy Spirit. And when a believer is full of the Spirit, they are Christ-like.
他是满有圣灵的，而当一个信徒是满有圣灵的时候，他们就像主耶稣。
But notice something else that the Holy Spirit puts in here.
可是，请注意圣灵怎么样做另外一件事情。
As Stephen is being stoned to death,
当斯提凡被石头打死的时候
，The Bible says there was a man there by the name of Saul of Tarsus.
圣经说有一个人叫做大树的扫罗。
And he saw Stephen calling upon God and asking God not to lay sin to their charge.
他看到斯提凡向神呼求，向神说不要把罪归给那些打死他的人。
When Saul of Tarsus saw this,
当大树的扫罗看见之后，
it is believed by many that this was the deciding factor that led Saul or Paul.To believe that there must be something in this Christianity stuff.
就后来很多人就相信这是一个关键的时刻，让扫罗相信这个基督教一定有它特别的地方。
It is only a few chapters later that the devoted Jew Saul of Tarsus became a devoted Christian and became the Apostle Paul.
因为仅仅在几章之后，这个虔诚的犹太人大树的扫罗就变成了。虔诚的基督徒使徒保罗
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
We should rejoice
我们应该欢喜
that God in his wisdom saw fit to place deacons in our church
因为神以他的智慧把执事放在教会里面
I believe every Bible driven church needs these men and women of God serving in this position
我相信所以以圣经为主导的教会都需要这些弟兄姐妹来在这个位分上面去服侍。
At this time,
在这个时候
we believe that it will be pleasing to the Lord to ordain Brother Ted Wei to be a deacon in this church.
我们相信按立魏元廷弟兄是为本教会的执事是神所喜悦的。
He has been tested.
他受过试验。
Through his faith and in Christ.
表现在他对神的信心上。
Through his faithfulness in serving the English congregation for the past 5 years.
在这五年之后，与英文堂中心的侍奉。
And through interview with pastors and proven to be qualified for this high honor that we are preparing to bestow upon him.
也在与牧师的面试上，他证明了他有资格，在这个位分上面是有份。
Brother Chad, would you please come forward?And I would like to ask all the ordained deacons, pastors, to come and stand behind him.
请所有的被安立的执事跟牧师都站起来。
宋平, would you come and join us too? I need to ask you some questions before the conversation. Okay? Turn around. Ted?
魏弟兄，我想问你一些很重要问题。
You have heard in the words spoken in this place how God has set certain ones in the church and has made them responsible for different services and ministries.
你在这里已经听到神在教会里拣选了一些人去负责不同的事工。
We have good hope that you have considered the responsibility of the ministry of deacon to which you have been chosen and have rightly interpreted the call to serve in this ministry as servant leaders of this church.
我也相信你已经考虑过当一个执事的责任，这职分是你被拣选去承担的，你也正确的回应这个神的呼召。以仆人领袖的身份去服侍教会。
And we pray for you that you may approve yourselves as worthy of this trust.
我们为你祷告，愿你能承担起这个的托付。
And now that this present company, all the pastors and deacons, may understand your mind and hear your promise, and that this your public profession of your faith and purpose may the more move you to do your full duty. You shall answer plainly to these questions, which we, in the name of Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church of the Southern Baptist Convention, require of you before your ordination.
现在为了使这里的弟兄姐妹能知道你的心意，并听到你的承诺，并印证你对这个信仰与委身的公开告白能推动你去尽上责任。我们以属于美南基督会的安城环基督教会的名义，在你被安立之前，来问你以下的问题，请你简单的回答。
First question. Do you acknowledge one God who is revealed to us in the Holy Scripture as the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit?
你是否相信独一真神，这位神在圣经里启示给我们知道，他是圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的真神？
Do you accept the Scripture, both the Old and New Testament, as being inerrant, infallible, and God's divine inspired revelation to man?
你是否相信旧约与新约的圣经都是没有错误、绝对可靠，是神对人神圣的启示呢？
Do you subscribe to the 2000 Baptist faith and message of the Southern Baptist Convention? And will you submit to be governed by the constitution and bylaws of this church in the performance of your duty?
你是否赞同美南基金会的2000年新兴会信仰与信息，并且你是否愿意依据教会的宪法及章程来履行你职事的任务呢？
Do you promise to partner with the pastors to be faithful and diligent in exercise of your duties and responsibility as a deacon of this church?
你是否承诺愿意与牧师同工，并愿意忠心与努力地履行你在这个教会职事的任务？
Do you promise to be faithful and diligent in the exercise of your personal and private devotions to keep yourself unspotted from the world? To live a life of purity of heart and of daily prayer, that you may minister to others of that which, first of all, you yourself shall have received through the fellowship of the Holy Spirit?
你是否承诺愿意在你个人灵修上忠心并努力，愿意不颠扰世界，愿意过一个纯洁的生活，并愿意每天祷告，以至于你可以以圣灵的感动来服侍他人，就如你自己接受过圣灵的感动一样？
Now I would like to address to the congregation.
现在我要对本教会的会众讲,
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
do you, the people of this congregation, now profess your readiness to receive and to cooperate with Brother Ted Wei, whom you have chosen, supporting him with your prayer, encouraging him in his labors, assisting him in his endeavor in instruction and spiritual edification, that by the mutual faith of both you and him, the kingdom of God may be advanced in this place?
作为本教会的会众，你们是否准备好接受你们所拣选的魏文廷弟兄，并与他同工呢？你们是否愿意祷告支持他，在他心情中鼓励他，并帮助他，使他可以教导及造就别人，以至于
Members of AACCC,
所有安全环境教会的会员,
if so, will you signify by standing?
如果是这样的话，请你站起来来表示。
Members only,
只有安全教会的会员。
We'll pray for Ken. Pastor Goh, Pastor Terry, would you represent the deacon leadership team to pray for Ted? Lay a hand on him. Okay.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for Brother Ted Wei. We thank you, Lord, that he is a man of God. We thank you, Lord, that you, Lord, through this church, has chosen him, Lord, to be a deacon, to be a man who has a heart for people, to care for those, Lord, who are hurting, to minister, Lord, to our congregation, to the youth, to the adults as well, to all in our congregation, Lord. I thank you for him, Lord, and I pray for your blessing upon him. He's a man who has has, even though he is a young man, he has a real sense of right and wrong. He has a good sense of wisdom, Lord. He knows the Word of God. And he, Lord, he has shown, Lord, through his devotion in teaching Sunday school, in ministering, Lord, to our English congregation, and, Lord, showing a spirit, Lord, that is one of great encouragement, and one that has trust and hope in you, Lord. I thank you for Brother Ted, Lord, and I ask, Lord, for your blessing upon him and for his ministry for the coming years here at Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church.
Yes, sir. 亲爱的天父，我们很心感谢恩典，因为今天我们在这里见证了父母自己的圣灵的感动显显，透过会众为这个万圣节圣的内证，也显显了我们弟兄魏文平来向他分辨为证，也通过弟兄姐妹们的这个印证来显显他作为省教会这个职事。我们不就他来感恩，也不就他来继续来询问。 我们都过去魏弟兄，他在这个教里面，他的中心的服饰，以及所立下的许许多多美好的这个榜样跟见证，也是今天他在你的见证之下，在弟兄姐妹们的这个见证之下，来被你继续的来使用，在这个教会来为一个执事，来服侍弟兄姐妹。我们恳求你，上帝的灵，正如当初这个
set apart, ordained and installed as deacon of this church for which he has been
chosen. 宣告魏文廷弟兄已经被拣选分别出来，并按例成为本教会的执事。
Agreeably to the word of God and according to the constitution and bylaws of this church, and that as such he is entitled to all encouragement, honor, and support in the Lord.
他相信神的话语，并愿意遵守本教会的宪法与章程。 因此他有权利可以接受一切在主里面的鼓励，尊重与支持。
To this end, we will give you the right hand of fellowship to take part with us in this service.
我们欢迎他与我们一起同工。
Please be seated.
请坐。
And I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the deacons that served alongside with me during the year 2004 to 2006. We have deacons like Brother Song Ping,
我们有宋平弟兄,
Brother Ray Park, Brother Hei Wai,
李希伟弟兄,
we have Sister Li Xiu,
杨一修姐妹,
Michael Mann, Brother Michael Mann,
还有马智日弟兄,
and Brother Kong,
杨干莲弟兄,
they were our first, and Brother Wang Fei, yes, Brother Wang Fei, thank you for reminding, and these were people that served with me for 2004 and 2006. Because this is the first batch of deacons. Half have to step down in 2 years.
有一半要, after 2 years
of service.
有一半要两年之内要退位了.
And the other half will stay for 1 more year.
另外一半呢就会他们就会再留一年.
We are grateful to the Lord
我们非常感谢神,
that we have deacon ministry in this church.
我们有执事的职位分在这个church.
Though we are not perfect,
虽然我们没有不是完美,
but we strive to improve.
可是我们努力地去改善,
we strive to change,
我们努力地去改变,
for the glory of God.
为了神的缘故.
Amen.
Welcome 麻烦你站起来，让我们能够认识你，欢迎你。
We'd like to welcome first timers here.
Yeah, 欢迎你们。这个我们将会有一张卡片欢迎你们。然后麻烦你把那个卡片填一下。
We have a card for you filling. Please fill it in, and we welcome you.
还有没有
？Are there any others?
Okay, 我在这边有一些报告。
There's some announcements here.
我们中西部我们教会今年举办中西部的夏令会，需要很多的弟兄姊妹可以参与，可以帮助。
And our church is coordinating the MCCA summer conference this year, and we need a lot of brothers and sisters to participate.
我想让这个Howard 弟兄来跟我们讲一下他的一些需要。
Okay, Brother Howard, you share with us on this.
请代表这个注册组向大家来做一个报告，就是注册组我们收到很多弟兄姊妹的回应，愿意参与注册组，非常谢谢。然后我们也希望说能够有更多的人能够继续的参与。我们收到的这个sign up sheet还不是很够，我们还需要大概5到10位。
Yeah, the registering group needs a lot of brothers and sisters to get involved. So, thank brothers and sisters. There are a lot of people who sign up, but we still need 5 to 10 more people.
我们也预定在5月19号，就是两个礼拜以后的那一天，我们会在教会里面开始有第一次的。注册组的训练。
So on two weeks later, on the 19th of May, there will be the training for the registration group.
希望那些你们已经 sign up 的，或者是已经决定要参与这个组的，请在那一天能够留下来参与训练。
So we hope that all of you who have signed up or who wants to serve in the group, please come on that day to stay and be trained.
在这两个礼拜当中。郑昭健弟兄跟梁干莲弟兄会分别打电话给你们，make sure 这个训练能够如期的举行。
So in these 2 weeks, brother Michael Mann and brother Conlon, they will brother Conlon and brother James Chen, they will contact you to make sure that you will come to this meeting.
还有一件很重要的事情。
And there's another important thing.
我们还有很多的空白的注册。报名单在大堂的后面。
There are still a lot of blank registration forms outside.
欢迎教会的所有的弟兄姊妹，我们能够一起报名来参加。
And we welcome everyone in the church to register and go to the conference.
在5月27号之后报名的会多加5块钱。
If you register after the 27th of May, then you will have to pay five more dollars.
是每个人多5块钱，不是一个人家庭多5块钱。
$5 per person more.
所以请大家要是能够你们已经决定要参加，请尽早报名。
So if you already decided to go, please register early.
谢谢。
Thank you.
就是我们也需要有些人的话帮忙在那个夏令会的时候帮忙录音。
So we still need brothers and sisters to serve in the Recording Ministry in a conference.
我总共需要7个人帮助我。我现在还需要3个人。如果你可以帮忙的话，告诉我一下。
I need 7 brothers and sisters. Now I still need three more. So, please help.
我想借着这个机会，那个欢迎我们吴牧师回来。
We'll welcome Pastor Go coming back from Singapore.
看见那个吴牧师的话，那个在热带待了两个月的话，他很有很好的伤态。
He has a good complexion on his face.
我们现在的话，那个请Bill Cole 弟兄跟我们讲一下这个建堂施工的进展。
So now Bill Cole will share about the church building expansion project.
我在一个月之前接受了这个第二期检讨委员会主席的工作。
So I have accepted the role of the building committee chairperson.
说想举诸葛亮出师表一句话。
I remember a word in Zhuge Liang's some passages.
正是，我受命于围栏之际。我今天我要跟各位来讲讲现在我们建堂计划的进展。
So I would like to share about the process of our building.
可能有很多不好的消息在当中。
There's some bad news here.
所以我们需要大家的支持跟祷告。
We need your fasting and your prayer.
我用三个方面跟各位来 update 建堂的情况。第一个是我们建堂的设计到什么程度。
So there's three things. First, it is design.
第二，我们教会建财政的状况。
Financial situation.
第三，各位 update 一下我们建堂委员会。
And our building committee.
下一张 slide。我目前我们过去一年半两年的时间，我们一直在设计这个初步的 site plan。
So in the past one and a half to two years, we are designing the site plan.
在这个 site plan 的设计当中，我们的建筑师、我们的土木工程师跟我们建堂委员会一直跟市政府的building department 一路在跟他们交通，一路在设计。
So during this time, our architect and our engineer, they interact with the city for the site plan.
让他知道我们每一步的这个情况是怎么样。
But we don't
让他们知道
啊。So that they will know, the city will know what the steps are.
所以到我们最后 submit 那个图的时候，他们知道我们在设计什么东西。
So that in the end they will know what we are proposing to them.
那他们在市政府里面，据我们所了解，他要 approve 这个 site plan 呢，有几个步骤。
So according to our understanding, for the approval, there are some procedures.
第一个，我们这个 site plan 的 final 的 design 已经在去年11月送到市政府去，得到 approve， 现在得到批准。
So originally, we should submit our final site plan for approval from the city on.November of 2006.
目前我们的图案是在这个 building department 接受他们的审核。
So now the site plan is in the hands of the building department for their approval.
大出我们预料之外。
And it's out of our expectation.
我们跟他们一路在联络，一路在设计的图案，居然他们不同意。
And they disapprove of our plan.
通常他的 proof 的过程是建设局 building 盘完之后送到这个 planning commissioner 去他们 review， 他们做 recommendation。
So after the building department, the plan is submitted to the planning commissioners for their recommendation and review.
这两个部门没有 approve 的权利。
They don't have the power to approve.
那这个主要批准是到市议会。
The approval power lies in the city council.
所以是那个。Public hearing 就在这个阶段。
The public hearing is in this stage.
我们送进去以后，他要请下一张 slide。我们送进去的这个 site plan， 这是我们现在的这 building。
So right.
这是我们的 Durian Road。
So this is our site plan now.
我们是一路刚设计我们的。我们因为后面这个山坡上这个 landfill 是我们停车场。
So the slope the slope at the back we use it for parking.
那以前那个地方是用来堆这个垃圾的地方，垃圾的地方。
Now it is for trash.
为了把那边停车场，我们必须要把那个地巩固的好，才能做停车场。
So we must reinforce the ground for.To build a parking lot.
我们先进来，我们的 drive 开车路从这个我们西边这样上来。
So our plan is to have a access from the west side.
这是我们跟一年多以来跟这个市政府一面交
设计意念跟他交涉。
So we have been communicating with the city about this.
但是他们说不行，这个从这边上来砍太多的树，要我们设计这个 driveway 从靠近 subdivision 这边西边上来。
So we 东面，
东面。
So we The city plan, the city, they say we cannot do it on the west side because we have to cut a lot of trees, so that we have to go the east side.
那我们建筑师，这是我们的那个土木工程，他工程师把它重新再画出来，这个是这样上来的。我们要做很多的这个这个一个很高的一个斜坡，从上到那个后面的山坡上走。
So this is drawn by our civil engineer, and we have to build a very steep slope to go up this way.
这个高度大概15-16尺那么高。
So it is about 15-16 feet high.
这是我们的邻居。
These are our neighbors.
所以我们的建筑师说，你这样会去到那个市议会的时候，一定邻居会来反对。
So our engineer, I'll just say, if you plan this way.The neighbors will oppose.
市议员是会听投他选票选民的意见。
So the commissioners, the city councilors, they will listen to those who vote for them.
现在到怎么办
？So what should we do now?
那个我们建筑师他们就建议，其实说我们要去跟市议员，在我们的 Ward One， 我们现在这个 Ward 这个市议员去联络。让大家了解到这个情况。
So the architect proposed to us to contact to the council.
如果得到市议员的同意的话，我们可以回去跟市政府讲说，市议员是赞成这样的一个方法。
So if we get approval from the councilors, then we can go back to talk to the city that they approve this, they agree with this plan.
这是我们现在想用的方法，一个策略 strategy.
So this is our strategy now.
我们不知道会不会 work.
We don't know whether it will work or not.
希望大家为这个事情祷告。
So please pray for this.
Okay. 下一张 slide. 我们现在第二期建堂，我们一共花多少钱
？So how much do we have to spend on this second phase?
到目前为止，我接着工作的时候，我们已经花了接近11万块钱到这个地步。
So up to date, we have already spent.$110,000.
其中大概有75,000块钱是付给的建筑师跟土木工程师。
So in that, about $75,000 has been paid to these engineers and the architects.
另外有4万块钱来用在这个土地的 survey 等等其他方面。
So the rest are $40,000 is used in the survey.
我们已经花了很多钱来而到这个地步。
So we have already spent a lot of money to reach this stage.
下一张 slide， 我们教会目前的财政的情况。
So our financial situation now，
到年底年初是我们教会的 building fund 有这么多钱。
So our building fund has currently this amount of money。
我们教会的一般基金有那么多钱。
So our general fund has this amount。
其他两个基金我们不能够用在建堂。
So the rest of these two funds we cannot use it for building.
所以我们现在的财政情况是这样子。
So what we have now is the first two items.
下一张 slide. 健康奉献情况怎么样？
So how about our offering situation?
在去年2006年，我们每个礼拜这个 Sunday 的奉献到健康基金的有接近22块钱。
So offering in 2006, we have this amount of money.
到目前为到今年2007年到 up to 这个今天大概我们25,000块钱。
For 2007, the building offering, building for offering for the building is this amount.
你 prorating 来也可以看到目这个健康奉献的情况。
So if you prorate it, we will see the yearly offering situation.
我们其他建堂的基金的来源。
So other incomes.
大家记得，我们打算2-3年前我们有推这个 Meyer Card。
So two to three years ago, we have started promoting the Meyer Card.
Meyer Card 从过去接近3年当中，我们才收到800块钱。
In 3 years, we only received $800. 去年秋天我们有了 Kroger Card 开始。
So last fall we started promoting Kroger Card.
到目前为止 ，Kroger Card 里面我们总共教会一共用了7,300多块钱。
So there was $7,000 something.
所以5%的话是应该归到我们会，他会寄到我们教会来。
So 5% of this will be mailed to us.
可以看到这个差别。
So we will see a difference.
我们也有一些其他的建堂的基金的来源，像卖花、像包粽子等等等等，那些活动加在一起，大约好像是3,000到4,000块钱。
So there are other activities that will give money to the church building, and it will be approximately $3,000 to $4,000.
这让各位知道我们教会建堂基金的来源。
So I'm letting all people know to the situation of our source of income.
下一张。也问各位最后 update 一下我们教会建堂委员会的情况。
So we will update the situation of our building committee.
我们刚开始的时候，我们有六位委员。
So in the beginning, there are six members.
现在有三位已经为了各式各样不同的原因，已经离开教会，离开了建堂委员会。
So three of them has already left. For the church and the council for different reasons.
这个林永华今天我就放了一个括号在这边。
Raymond has been partially parenthesized.
因为林永华弟兄付上很多在中间，他嘛也要换工作，去了 New Jersey， 所以没有多久的挂号要挂这边。
So because Raymond will be leaving, he has done a lot for the church building, and he will be leaving for New Jersey for his work.
在他走了以后，只剩下弟兄我跟苏志宏姊妹两位。
Only me and Sister Sue will remain after he leaves.
所以我有说我是在受命于危难之际。
So I say I have been. It's a very difficult task for me.
该怎么办
？So what should we do?
下一张，在最后一张 slide。我们现在工作重点是希望神能够帮助我们来得到市政府批准我们 site plan。
So our goal at this current stage is to obtain approval for the site plan.
我们要继续更积极的准备我们的财政的情况。
So we have to actively prepare for our financial situation.
执事会弟兄说，我们现在我们任县的目标应该提高到90万块钱。
So the deacon committee said our pledge should be raised to $900,000.
我们原来的计划应该是今年要
$90,000.
我们原来的计划本来今年就要 break ground.
So our original plan is that we break ground this year.
但是我们必须要说延后。
But we have to postpone it.
每年后一年，这个 inflation rate 就上来加多。
And、every year there is inflation.
所以我们执事会弟兄说，应该任县到90万块钱的目标。
90万，900,000。
我们现在的任县目标现在只有20多万。
So our pledge now, the amount is only $200,000, but we need $900,000.
我们继续恳求各位继续你常规的建堂奉献。
So we ask every one of us to continue.Your regular offering.
我们在实际成熟的时候，我们大概需要向银行贷款150万。
So when the time is right, we will get a loan from the bank for $1.5 million.
我不知道到时候建堂的费用总数会达多少钱，因为我们时间也一直后延。
So I don't know how much really do we need.
我们本来
because the time has been postponed.
本来的计划预算是250万。
Our original plan is $2.5 million.
很显然的，到时候我们会比250万多很多。
I don't know whether there will be much more if we postpone the plan.
我不知道多少。
And I don't know how much.
这是向各位做建堂的一个 update 报告。
So this is an update for our building.
这是我们对神信心的功课。
This is again a lesson for our faith to God.
也是我们各位弟兄同心的功课。
It's also a lesson for us in one.
也是我们大家一个爱心的功课。
And it is a lesson for us in love.
这不是一个很容易的工作。
This is not easy.
当中有很多意见。
And there are a lot of different opinions.
尤其当碰到困难的时候。
Especially when there are difficulties.
希望各位弟兄姊妹用爱心来彼此的包容。
So, we brothers and sisters, we have to love each other.
求神垂听我祷告。
And that God will listen to our prayer.
这是他旨意的话，若这是神旨意，我们建堂是神的心愿的话。
If our building expansion is the will of God,
在他岂有难成的事。
He will fulfill it.
谢谢大家。
在想他那个大家在那边笑的时候，是不是说在想是说建堂委员会现在剩下三个人了，所以说是三个臭皮匠子，一个诸葛亮。
three only three left, so three will make a good number maybe.
Okay, 我们在教会的话，我们不光是说在在积极筹划，在积极做这个建堂的准备，那我们教会的话，同样重要的是说是建立我们属灵的这个基础，在属灵上扎根。那因为这样的原因的话，就是我们在教会里面的话，特别是要加强这个主日学的主日学的工作，让大家都能够在属灵上得到很好的喂养。那这边有一个的话，就是上次也报告，就是有一个针对这个青少年家长的一个主日学，就是要了解你的青少年跟青少年事工。
So we not only for the building, but we also need spiritual growth. So we have all different kinds of Sunday schools, and one of them is about understanding your youth and youth ministry.
那其他的在国语组的话，一些主日学的课程是这是救恩。这是永生，还有这是圣经，还有第四个是以赛亚书。
So the rest, the menu for the menu group there are different classes. This is salvation, this is life, this is the Bible, and the book of Isaiah.
那另外的话，张牧师的话也会开一班主日学的课程，这个叫做教牧书信。
And Pastor Chiu will also open a new, another class, and a Sunday school class, and studying the pastoral episodes.
就是欢迎大家在这个主日学的时间积极去参加这些课程。
So we would like you to join these Sunday schools.
那也是很感谢神，那个 Paris Smith, 他看到就是我们教会有这样的需要，他也主动的就是愿意来。另外开一个主日学的课程。
So Pastor Sam Smith, he sees the need and he is willing to also open a class.
那这个主日学的课程是在早上九点钟开始。
So it will begin at 9 a.m. in the morning.
他会用英文来讲。
So in English, he will teach in English.
他会讲这个，会带领，就是说用比较深入的来研读哥罗西书。
So he will lead us to study more in depth the book of Colossians.
如果你有兴趣参加的话，请你跟Pastor Terry Smith 联系。
So if you're interested, John, please contact Pastor Smith, and it will begins on May 20th, 2 weeks later.
那业余组的话，主日学是从下个礼拜开始。
So for the candidates group, the new the Sunday school for the new season will begin next week.
然后业余组的话，他们下个礼拜五的团契聚会，家庭组是在这个是 Angel 的家里。
So next week for the fellowship time next Friday, the Family group will meet at Angel's house.
然后学生跟就职组是在 Gretchen's house.
And the career and student group will meet at Gretchen's house.
好，那个吴牧师有些报道。
那很快的这个班级的这个他们不同的课程在不同的这个班级，你们看这个投影哈。那么要讲的就是教牧书信，因为今天呢英文没有这个崇拜，所以今天的这个教牧书信呢是在这个大堂。那么还有呢，下个组就是母亲节，所以我们没有。